Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, ECRG here, back with another episode. As you can see by the title of today's episode, we're going to be talking about the best majors for aspiring clinical research professionals. So if you're one of those people that you know in college, you want to be in clinical research for whatever reason, what are the best majors that you can major in for to make sure that you get into this field, that you make sure you can be in clinical research? What are the best majors that are going to help you accomplish that? So I've compiled a list today. I've got three top majors and an honorable mention. So I've got a top three and an honorable mention, so that's four. So we're going to go ahead and get into that here in a second. But before we do that, just want to let you guys know about the resume review program that we got going on. If you're interested in having your resume reviewed, clinical research is more competitive than ever because of the pandemic. We recently had a consolidation of major CROs. I think it was PRA and ICON, if I'm not mistaken, that have consolidated. So there's less jobs. That's more. There's less jobs overall. So we've had two major players come together. And anytime consolidation happens at this level, it's not good for people that are looking for jobs. So we want to keep these companies fragmented. We want to keep them having a redundancy of different positions. So that's better for everyone else. But anyway, it is more competitive than ever. A lot of companies were not hiring during the pandemic. So you need to make sure that your resume is in tip-top shape. You also want to make sure that your interviewing skills are in tip-top shape. You also want to make sure that your strategy, your application strategy, how to apply, how to make sure that you are applying for what I call high-yield jobs, jobs that you are the best fit for and will stick out from everyone else for. So in order to do that, you have to have strategy, guys. You can't just go applying willy-nilly to everything and anything. You've got to be strategic about this. You've got to make sure your resume is strategically written and strategically structured. So if you guys need help with that, email me at eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com. I know some people want to find out the hard way, but if you're looking for a shortcut to success, you want to get with me on making sure you are in tip-top shape. So email me, eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com. Let's get into this. So my third major, so I got them listed with one being the best major, two being the second best, third being third best. So my third best major is math/statistics. So as you guys know, clinical research is research. There's obviously many different parts of the business, but math and statistics is central to clinical research because basically, they're talking about p-values. That's basically what they're doing the studies for, is to figure out how effective these medications or these interventions are. And that's all done with statistics. So if you understand math and statistics really well, you're going to understand the clinical research data really well and how to read the clinical research data. So that's why I say math and statistics is my third best major. Now, my second best major, and this may surprise you guys, with all the different majors out there, my second best major is actually biology/science. So I have science here because, you know, if you major in science, let's say like chemistry or physics, you're going to end up taking a few biology courses anyway, just because, you know, that's just how the majors typically work. So I've got biology here. The reason why I don't love biology is because if you don't do clinical research or bench research or medical school, that's pretty much it that you can do with your biology degree. Bench research, most people end up leaving bench research to come into clinical research because there's a ceiling. You know, there's not much higher you can go unless you're planning on getting a master's or a PhD in bench research. So that's really the PhD route or medical school route. There's not much higher you can get unless you go to medical school or, you know, dental school or whatever other school you're trying to get into. But those are typically the paths for biology. But this new path of clinical research has opened up and more people are getting interested in that. So a lot of people are majoring in biology to go into clinical research. So that's a common pathway. Again, you're not really going to set yourself apart, but look, you know, it's a cookie cutter, bread and butter type person. They see your resume, they see your biology. Okay. You know, obviously you understand a little bit about science. And the other majors, they would probably set you apart a little bit more. Your chemistry and your physics of the world. And I know you can major in probably human anatomy or something like that. All good majors. So that's why I have biology / science. Those are good majors. Now, my number one major is probably shocking. You're probably like, ECRG, you've already talked about biology and science. So that's directly related to clinical research. You've already talked about, you know, math / statistics. So that's also like kind of related to clinical research. Am I missing something here? Like, what else could be even more related to clinical research? And guys, this kind of goes into my point in the overall thesis of this channel. If you've been listening to me a long time, the number one major that you can major in to get into clinical research is whatever you want. What? Whatever you want. Yes, guys, you can major in whatever you want and get into clinical research. For example, I was a psychology major, not really related to clinical research, and got into clinical research. So I want you guys to think about this. I've talked about religiously on this channel, the most important thing that you need in clinical research is experience. It doesn't matter your education, and I'm actually going to do an episode on how you can get into clinical research with no four-year degree. So look out for that episode soon. But the most important thing is experience. So why would your whatever your degree matter? Whatever you're majoring in matter. So I'm going to stand on this religiously until it changes. I'm not going to steer you guys wrong. Until it changes, the most important thing you can do is experience. So you can major in whatever you want. History, Latin American studies, you know, Chinese, Spanish, French, you name it. Physics, you name it. Business. A lot of business people do apply for clinical research too. But guys, you can major in whatever you want. Just the key is, while you're in college, if you really want to set yourself up for success, is you want to intern at a pharmaceutical company, or you want to intern at a CRO in their clinical research department, or just get experience. Just get your experience, guys. You want to intern at these pharmaceutical companies and these CROs and at these sites, so you get the experience. It does not matter what your major is. So the most important thing for any of these, it doesn't matter whether you're majoring in biology, math, statistics, physics, you've got to get experience. So again, you can major in whatever you want. That's the number one major. And I think it's a good idea to do that. I don't recommend anyone major in something just to get the degree in it. I think you should major in whatever you want to study, whatever you want to learn about, whatever you're passionate about. Because especially if you're interested in clinical research, because it doesn't matter what your major is in. Now, for other things, it may matter. But the thing is, though, you know, what if you hate clinical research? What if you want to change? Well, it would be nice if you had a major that you could rely on further down the road, an experience that you could rely on further down the road in case you did not like clinical research. So, guys, you can major in whatever you want and get into clinical research. And that's what I want to reiterate to you guys. So I did have an honorable mention here. So the honorable mention, it may shock you, but the honorable mention is clinical research. You can actually major in clinical research at certain programs. I know UNC Wilmington has a major in clinical research. There's a lot more places that are going to have this major too coming up as clinical research gets more popular. So look out for that major. Again, that's a major that's very, very specific, not really going to serve you well unless you're only doing clinical research. Now, you know, I'm a huge advocate of clinical research, and it's probably the only field I will be in, at least working for someone else, because I just love it. I love all the benefits, love all the perks. I love helping people. I love the job, etc. So I don't see myself doing anything else. So, you know, if I were to, you know, hindsight is 2020, I could go back and say I'd majored in clinical research, but that wouldn't be true. I'm really glad I majored in something different, in psychology. And, you know, one of my mentors and, you know, family friend once told me a long time ago, college is the time to major in. And at the time I was interested in going to medical school, he said, major in whatever you want, because that's the last time you're going to get it. in the graduate studies, you're going to get all the science. And at the time, this was directed at me because I was in medical school. You're going to get all that science in medical school. So major in what you want to major in college. And that's kind of how I feel about it with clinical research. You can learn everything you need to learn in the internships and in your first job about clinical research. They do a lot of on-the-job training. So you're going to get a lot of training in the job. So I would just keep that in mind with clinical research. Now, this advice may apply to other fields. It may not. But I'm talking just to my clinical research people here. You do not have to major in science or clinical research to get in clinical research. In fact, you don't even need a four-year degree to get into clinical research. But so if anyone is teetering and thinking about what major they want, what major they don't want, set yourself up and be happy with yourself years down the line that you studied, you know, say you're passionate about history, that you studied that history because you're really not going to get it at any other time in life down the road unless you're self-studying. So just keep that in mind, guys. As always, if you have any questions, email me eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com. Take care.